This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Retired workers for the city of Detroit late last night voted to lower what they expect in pension benefits. This is an acknowledgement that the fiscal crisis in that city has trumped what Detroit legally contracted to provide. The retired employees agreed to cut pensions by as much as 4.5% and curb future cost of living increases. The vote marks a milestone in that city's efforts to emerge from insolvency. But have Detroit's troubles made it harder for other cities to borrow money? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
When a community needs to build a new school or a jail, it sells bonds on the municipal bond market. The bonds are a city's promise to pay. If one city doesn't pay up in full, does bond money dry up for everybody else?
So I think it depends a lot on the cities.
Kim Rubin is a public finance economist at the Urban Institute. She says some Michigan cities have to pay a premium in the bond market because they're in the same state as Detroit. Many of them have the same problems. Ditto for some Rust Belt Midwestern cities, says Rubin.
So other places that are seeing similar demographic trends in terms of aging populations and declining populations.
What about cities without these problems? They can still sell bonds, but they have to work harder. According to Lisa Washburn, she's managing director of Municipal Market Advisors, a bond research company. She says investors are justifiably skeptical.
So, you know, you want to know ahead of time what type of risk you're taking on.
Still, Washburn says there is a lot of demand for municipal bonds once investors decide they're safe. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.